Eight-term Republican New York State Senator Betty Little has spent most of her career in the majority, but now she's adjusting to being in the minority after Democrats took control of the Senate in November's elections. The changes include a smaller budget. To compensate, the Northern New York senator has cut staff salaries and closed her regional Plattsburgh office. Little says not having a regional office will be difficult, but will not change her commitment to constituents.
It was only staff 3 days a week, and the rest of the time the phone was being answered or any other time messages went to the Glens Falls office. And we're going to try to keep that phone line and phone number the same. And I will be up here a lot. You know, what I love the most is going to people's businesses and talking to them at their business and really seeing what they're doing. So I'll be doing a lot more of that here. In Glens Falls, we're in the same place. In Albany, we moved to a smaller office, and we've fixed it up. It looks real nice, and it's cozy. You know, my committees, I'm a ranking member on education, meaning not quite the same authority, but Shelley Mayer is the chair of education, and I've always worked well with her, and she's already said she wants to get up into the North Country. She wants to see some rural schools. She's from Westchester, White Plains area, so we're going to do that. So make the best of it, and certainly I can continue to represent her. And will I have as much access to a lot of money? Probably not, but I can certainly advocate. I don't think the governor is going to desert the North Country. He's brought a lot of money to us. The Plattsburgh Airport, $38 million most recently. Plattsburgh had the $10 million city thing. So did Glens Falls. So did Saranac Lake. They have spent a lot of money at Exit 29 and that campground. That's going to be a destination, which we desperately needed. And the governor's put a lot of money into the Olympic venue so that we continue to be the Olympic capital, winter Olympic capital of the world.
With the session basically having been underway for between 6 and 8 weeks now, what are some of the critical issues for the North Country that you have been working on and secondarily have yet to work on that really need to get done?
Well, we had a couple of counties whose mortgage tax had expired. And it should have been passed last June, and they did not get passed because we ended on a really sour note last year. So really, Warren and Essex County were not able to collect a mortgage tax December and January until now. We just got those two bills passed. So that was important for the North Country. We continue to look for our small schools and rural schools.
Senator Little, you met recently with the chamber at an event where many, many businesses were in attendance. And they were talking about concerns regarding broadband and AIM and infrastructure funding. Yet at the same time, they're expressing concerns and the need for funding for that. The governor and the comptroller have also announced that we will probably see a $2.3 billion shortfall because of the SALT funding. How difficult is it going to be to fund these community concerns when we have this SALT deficit?
Well, what they're saying is that a lot of people did not prepay some of their taxes or put extra money into their estimated tax before the end of the year because you can only deduct up to $10,000 of your property tax and your state income tax, which together for many, many people, that's more than $10,000. So that may change. We also have what's called available revenue. We call them the avails, and that has to be determined by March 8th. But I think right now, the governor was trying to give a word of caution. I'm just guessing.
Senator Little, at that same chamber event, the president of the chamber outlined their annual issues survey. And among their findings are a desire to have the 2% tax cap made permanent, small business tax relief and no new business mandates. That's are some of the key results. Which ones do you think are most likely to see productive action in Albany this session?
Well, one of the things I focus on is try to have no new mandates.
Do you see us slipping back into an upstate, downstate schism?
Yes, definitely do. There are 65 assemblymen out of 150 from New York City and 21 people from Long Island in the assembly. So that's 86 before you get to Yonkers city line. And then the Senate, there are 25 senators from New York City and 9 senators from Long Island. That's 34 out of 63. That's more than half. And the other thing that I see happening is in our Senate, the Democrats have 15 new members, one from Syracuse, 2 from the Hudson Valley, and the rest are from New York City and Long Island. And they're gung-ho to do more for their area, as I am, but they've got a bigger group. So it is going to be a challenging year and challenging to keep us in the forefront.
Republican Betty Little's 45th New York State Senate district includes Clinton, Essex, Franklin, Warren, and parts of St. Lawrence and Washington counties. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.